The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish people, crowds, I am the living bread that came down from the heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear sisters and brothers, today we gather to celebrate the precious body and blood of Christ. His rich presence in the Holy Eucharist, to acknowledge him, to worship him, and to feed on him as our meal. The Holy Eucharist is the source and summit of our life of holiness. The Church brings the Holy Eucharist, and the Holy Eucharist brings the Church. So today we gather to renew our faith in the presence in the body and blood of Christ, Jesus, who is really present in us. To remind ourselves of what he said in the Gospel, unless you eat and drink the flesh and the blood of Son of Man, you have no life in you. It is a command. Today many people do not see Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Some think it's just a welfare. But I know that most of us still believe in the real presence of Christ in the body and blood, the Holy Eucharist. The first reading is a prefiguration of the Holy Eucharist. What we had in the first reading is being accomplished in the New Testament as the body and blood of Christ, our food for our journey, viaticum. Viaticum means food for the journey. Where are we journeying to? We are journeying to heaven. So the Holy Eucharist nourishes us, strengthens us to get to our home in Jerusalem, our heavenly Jerusalem. My dear sisters and brothers, the second reading tells us just one bread, one body, one communion. And that brought us to reach again to the second part of this liturgical celebration. The church all over the world are one body, signifying under the Holy Spirit, the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. And when one body is suffering, when one part is suffering, the other one is suffering. If I have eye pains, my eyes is not correct, hey, the same thing, everything will work together. I want to thank the America, the United States, the President, for all they do to the body of Christ in Nigeria. We all heard about what is going on in Nigeria, the kidnapping, the killings of the priests and many people, Christians, and we thank our dear President Trump for sending the Christmas gift to the Boko Haram and Fulanis, who are killing the Christians. And we also pray that you will visit Nigeria. We pray for another visit from America to Nigeria to save the Christians that are dying every day, that are being killed every day. Thank you also for your contribution. The church is one, the one body of Christ. We have many priests in Nigeria who are serving in this our diocese and all over America. If you have all the priests in America from foreign countries overseas, half of them will be from Nigeria. And we beckon all the Americans, St. Mary's Church, Belleville, to help us. 3 years ago, my bishop found a university, Shenahan University, Nigeria. Shenahan was one of the first bishops that came to unleash the archdiocese to evangelize us. We found this university in his memory. We gave scholarship to almost all the students so that they can be educated about Christ. School is one of the evangelization we do in Nigeria. As you may hear from the news, many Nigerians are undergoing difficulties. I can't even try to go to Nigeria now because I must say to be in Nigeria. We beckon on you, our dear brothers and sisters, the one body of Christ, to listen to our cry, support us prayerfully and financially, to keep going, keep fighting for our faith. I know here in St. Henry we have some Nigerians. Yesterday I met one family. They came to say, Father, thank you for coming around. We promise to do the best. We have other Nigerians who are parishioners here. I thank Father Ken for giving us this opportunity. Please help us, help the others for nature, help all the physicians to carry out the mission of Christ. Remember, we are one body. Together, we go through heaven. Together, we adore Christ in the Holy Spirit.